Okay, my name is Evanne Kennedy. I'm 81 years old. Today is October 27th, and I'm at the Evergreen Park Library.
Okay. I'm Julie Keady. I'm 60 years old. Today is the 26th, right? October 26th?
I think it is.
And we're at the Evergreen Park Library. So we're going to start now, okay? Evanne?
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming. And I just wanted to know if you could just tell me a little bit about how you came to Evergreen. Were you born in Evergreen, or did you move here?
No, my family and I moved here in March of 1974.
Okay.
So we've been here 43 years.
March. And then, where did you live?
We lived in the south side of Chicago, near Riverdale in Calumet City.
What made you decide to move to Evergreen?
I want to hear that.
Okay. And then where did you move to? What house?
We're at 9801 Trumbull.
You're still there?
Yes.
Wow. That's wonderful. Okay, so did you move in here then with your kids?
Right,
husband,
but they
yeah.
were kind of old
oh,
at the time.
They?
One was finishing up at Marion Catholic. He was a senior. And my daughter was finishing up her sophomore year at Marion Catholic. And when we moved here, she finished in a year and a half at Evergreen and then went on to Moraine and then went on to SIU Edwardsville.
Oh, okay. So what
why do we move to Evergreen Park? It was a choice between... One of us was going to get to work on public transportation. And somehow or other, my husband won that one.
Mm-hmm.
Never took public transportation to work. Took a bike.
Oh.
For all the times he worked. I was, at that time, working in Oak Forest. And I lost the deal, so I drove. And he took his bike to Daly College in Chicago.
So he worked at Daly?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Taught English.
Oh, did he? Okay. And what did you do?
I taught grade school.
Oh, okay. Teacher? How many years did you teach?
32.
Yeah? Oh, wow. Okay. When did you retire then?
1993.
Okay.
That'll be 25 years in January.
Oh. So what things about, like, what events or what traditions in Evergreen Park or what... things about your neighborhood that did you like the best?
Well, first of all, I didn't get involved in the village, anything, until 1993.
Well, okay.
And that was when the centennial.
Oh, okay.
That's when I connected with a village trustee by the name of Jerry Bosch.
Sure, okay.
I've known Jerry Bosch longer than anybody else in the world. Longer than his wife.
Oh, is that right?
He and my husband went to college together.
Okay.
Jerry was working on his master's. My husband was working on his bachelor's. And they wound up teaching at Fenger together.
Oh, did they? Okay. Oh, Fenger. Okay. Wow. All right. Oh, interesting.
And
okay.
then my husband got his master's and then went back to Fenger for a year and then went on to City colleges.
Okay. So was Jerry a trustee at the time then when he
yes.
started to get involved?
Yes.
He was a long time, right?
Yes, I've known him since the 60s.
Okay. So what, how did you get involved in the centennial?
Because he knew me and he wanted me to work on, and I did, I worked on the book. We had
oh,
a centennial
okay,
book.
Sure, right.
And
I've
then
seen
I,
that book, yeah.
Yeah, and then I got involved in other things. I got involved in the Planning Commission. I got involved in Friends of Evergreen Park Library.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I got involved in a lot. And now I'm back on the commission. Historical Commission for the 125th.
Okay. What are you guys doing? Were you at the shredding? I mean, the scanning event then?
We're working on displays.
Right, okay.
And my biggest is that we're not going to have enough people come and see us. First of all, I didn't realize until recently, I thought this celebration of the 125th was going to be in conjunction with Day in the Park, the parade. For some reason, it isn't until August of 2018. And who is going to come to see this? That's what bothers me. I mean, we don't have people coming. We didn't have people coming on that trip to the Peggy Notobart Museum.
Oh, right.
Who's going to come to see the museum?
Hopefully, there's enough publicity we can get.
Well, last Saturday I do plays. I go downtown once a month. So I have a play group, and last Saturday was involved. Went down to see Les Mis. That's where I went last.
Sure.
So when that meeting or whatever they call it last Saturday occurred, there were maybe 5 or 6 people who came in.
Okay.
I don't know.
Hopefully.
I also worked with the. What else did I do? I was involved in the. Must have been 2000 census.
Oh, wow.
Or the 2010 census. I'm not sure which one I was involved in. The Evergreen Park conjunction with. I have run trips for the library, too. I did run trips.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
What businesses did you used to shop in that aren't here anymore? Anything where did you do your grocery shopping?
Well, at the time, it depended where I was working. When I was out in the suburbs, I would hit where Porter Cullen is now. There's a okay. Then when I was Zoom teaching in Chicago, I would hit Menu Mart.
Oh, Menu Mart, yes, too. Yeah, so you did was it Butcher or something, right? On Porter Cullen.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
There was a dress shop that I liked a lot. It's where it's going to be a physician's place right now, but it was Walgreens.
Oh yeah, sure, okay. Yeah.
That's where I went.
Okay.
Yeah. That was before I discovered online shopping.
Yes.
I'd go to Carson's. That was another one.
Did you used to shop at the Plaza, too? Yeah.
I went to the Plaza since the day they opened.
Okay.
I can tell you what I bought. I bought a red and white striped blouse. Ship and Shore was the company.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yep. My mother and I went on the bus.
Did you? Okay.
Because we lived in Market Park area.
You took Western?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. All right, great. So, and then anything, did you guys used to have block parties or anything?
A few years ago there were some block parties, but that's, right now, it's gone by the wayside. It started out really good where we paid for the food was brought in, there were games, there were things for adults as well as kids. In the past couple of years, it didn't work that way. You didn't pay anything. I mean, we didn't pay anything because we didn't have any kids.
Right.
And now the people who ran it are too busy. So we don't have anything like that anymore.
I think that's what happens because the people who do it, it's a lot of work. That's what happened in our block. And so they don't do it. No one else picks up and does it. Yeah.
I don't know if you know Rich Daniels.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know him personally. I know of him.
He lives like kitty corner from me.
Okay.
He and his wife, Kathy, were the ones, they were involved in the very first block party we had. But now, you know, he does the music for, Empire, and he's going to be at the Holy Redeemer Church again for Christmas.
Okay.
And she's a nurse at a company. That's where she is.
Is she? Okay.
Yeah. So, and some of the people have moved out. A couple have moved out. But right now, there's maybe an old guy. Even older than I am, and I probably the same. I and whom I've never seen.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why. He lives across the street and down a few. I haven't seen him. My son, who lives two doors away, knows him.
Really?
Has seen him. He's pretty much in hibernation. Other than that, I'm the oldest one in the block.
Is it? Are you? Yeah.
And that's not how it was when
no,
I moved in.
No, it's not. Yeah, right.
No, no. And then basically when I moved in, it was Dutch. Now it's Irish.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What? So, what are you? Are you nationality?
Croatian.
Are you Croatian? Okay. And then Kennedy being Irish? Is that?
He was half Irish.
Right, half Irish? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I heard this was a Dutch community. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the church, a couple of the churches have closed.
Yeah.
They've moved out to Orland, for one thing. And I remember, I have a Dutch church like a block away from me. And I remember seeing a couple of couples at night on Sunday walking to church. They no longer have evening mm-hmm. services.
No?
No.
It's too bad.
The churches, of course, are locked up.
Well, the woman who was here yesterday, she's 99, and was just saying that their church, she's in Oak Lawn. They had it was an Evergreen Park church, and they merged with one in Oak Lawn. She said there's no more youth coming in. It's just aging, and it's
no, the youth are not coming to church.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's like the only time they come to church is if their kids are making a communion, or it's Easter, or it's Christmas. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And that's all religions too. It's not just
right.
Roman
no,
Catholic.
Right.
It's not just Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
So.
So when you came here, who was the mayor then? It wasn't Sexton.
It was Tony Vacko.
Vacko, right? Did you know him?
Sort of. Yes, I knew
yes,
him. Of
yeah.
course, I know Jim Sexton real well.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, my husband's former principal ran for mayor in Evergreen.
Really? What was his name?
George Triesenberg.
Okay.
He just died a few years ago.
Okay.
He was principal of Fenger High School. And then he went to Eisenhower. Yeah, he went to Eisenhower. And then when he retired and moved to Florida. Because I know somebody who worked with him at both Fenger and Eisenhower. And in fact, I'll see her today. She's in Renaissance.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
But he died a couple of years ago, and I think he came back up here. I don't think, yeah, I think that's what this woman said, yeah.
Okay. Did you participate in any of the, Day in the Park and, parade? Did you ever go to
anything? I went to the park. I mean, to the parade all the time. And yes, I did. Day in the Park. We did have a couple of years ago. We did have a booth set up for the commission. The Evergreen Park. We did have yeah.
Okay.
But I'm there every year to get that Polish.
Oh yeah.
That's good.
It's good stuff. So you just walk down there to the parade then, huh? From your house too.
I walk to church too.
Oh, do you?
I would have walked to class today, but I had to come here, and then I'm
right,
going there.
Right.
And then from there, I got to go work at 5 o'clock. So
work
at the senior center for the getting displays ready. So for the with George Peso, getting the 120.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
I do that, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's nice, yeah. Busy. So you're very busy, huh?
A little too much.
Yeah. You have grandkids?
Yeah, they're old, though.
How old?
Let's see, the youngest one's 25.
Grandkids? Really?
Yeah, and the oldest one will be 30 in March. My grandson is, she's 29, and then my grandson is 28.
Okay. Okay.
And then we're having a wedding with the 25-year-old in March
okay.
in Texas.
Texas, okay.
Still trying to figure out what kind of clothes to wear.
Yeah.
In March.
Are you going to wear boots?
That's what everybody told me.
Yes, yeah.
I have I showed my daughter, I said, I'm not buying any more dresses. I must have at least 10 or 15 dresses. Where am I going now with them?
You know, right,
with the old man not being around, and I'm not interested in anybody else.
Right, right.
I do not want to. Nurse in a purse, that's what they want, and they're not going to get it from out of me. They're not going to. So I have two dresses that I'll bring down, and we'll see. So
oh, okay.
We're all flying in.
Oh, that'll be fun, though, huh?
It should be, because I haven't seen this guy yet.
No, you haven't met him?
No.
No.
I haven't seen. When I had a chance, it didn't work out. I was, let's see, the great-grandbaby was christened in Missouri. And it happened to be the weekend that I was going to be on the trip for the solar eclipse.
Oh, wow.
Because I guess the baby's grandfather from California was coming in, so. I finally did see the kid.
You're joking, yeah. So how many great-grandkids do you have then?
One.
Okay.
One.
That's wonderful, though. That's pretty
mm-hmm.
neat. Yeah. So you said your son lives on your block?
2 doors. Mm-hmm.
That's not, do you like, that's nice, though, huh?
Yeah, he's, and my husband was very handy. I mean, he was extreme. I mean, he put a roof on the house.
Did he really?
He dug out part of the deep basement to put a store, workshop in for himself.
Mm-hmm.
We never had any car work done, because he would do it. He even put a new engine in.
Wow. That's amazing.
Did a lot, and my son is just as good.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Bobby even a little better, but he's a little slower on this, so, but I know that if he were to move, mm-hmm. I would move too, because I have a 7-room house.
Jeez. Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, but I told him, I said, are you going to move? He said no, because his wife would lose all her Filipino friends.
Are they?
There's a whole group of Filipinos.
There's a what?
Filipinos.
Oh.
Okay, she's Filipino.
Okay.
And wow. She has this whole group.
Wow.
So, she works from home.
Oh, okay.
He's retired. So.
Is he? Oh,
yeah, okay.
Well. And then, just out of curiosity, this is not necessarily Evergreen Park, but what about your parents? What did your dad do? What did your mom do? And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I had a brother who died, he died over 40 years ago.
Oh, wow.
He was an accountant. He was probably as a result, I'm sure, of Agent Orange.
Oh, he was in Vietnam?
He was not in Vietnam. He was in Thailand.
Okay.
And I think some of the fumes and whatever. Yeah, he died when he was 30.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it your only brother?
Uh-huh. And my father was a chemical engineer. He had patents in Washington. So,
really?
Yeah. First generation American, too.
Is he? Oh, where's his parents from?
They were from Croatia.
Yeah. What about your mom? Is she from Croatia, too?
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Purebred.
And did they meet in Croatia?
No. They, at that time, we're talking late 20s, early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of organizations, and this singing societies, lodges, and there's a whole different. George Pesos, I have 3 Croatian friends, and you know 2 of them.
Okay.
One is George Peso.
Okay.
He's first generation American.
Okay.
The other one is Tony Jukic.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
And another one is a friend of mine who's, somehow there might be some kind of a kinship, but I know that she came from the same block that my father came from, in Bridgeport.
Mm-hmm. And then where did you live as a kid then?
Market Park.
Okay, where exactly? What parish?
Rita's.
St. Rita? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. And then did your mom work, or was your mom home?
Oh, I don't have to work. She did work part time at she worked at Carson's in the Plaza. She did have a couple of years of college.
Oh, Did she? Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What was she? What did she?
Business.
Really? That's yeah. That's pretty neat. Yeah. Yeah.
She was an only child and a brat to begin with. Spoiled one. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. She lived to 102.
No way. Wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Got some good genes there.
Yeah. Her mother her mother only lived to 58.
Wow.
I guess what happened to my grandmother was some kind of heart problem that, of course, would today would...
Right, yeah. Right.
My other grandmother on my father's side, she lived to 98, 99.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was due to really good Mediterranean diet.
Good eating.
Yeah. The vegetables, mm-hmm. The red wine. Fish?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
I'm not going to live that long. Jesus, no. Yeah.
Oh.
And my mother,
you're doing great.
My mother only got goofy, and it was not it was dementia more than anything else. It was forgetfulness. I mean, she knew who I was. She knew who my kids were. She did not know my grandkids. But she didn't listen to me. I'm stupid. I told her to use the walker because she was getting, you know, and she didn't, so she fell. And when you hit your head a couple of times, you do get a little screwy.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a live-in caregiver for her. And she couldn't even she could never tell you her name.
No?
No.
Wow.
But we had this caregiver for almost 4 years.
Wow. Was your mom still living in Marquette Park?
Oh, God, no.
No?
No.
Where was she living?
She was living on 98th and Costner.
Okay.
Right in, right behind, on the next block from Shibuya and Bayport Arms. You know where 99th and Pulaski is?
Correct, yeah, I know.
There's some condos there.
Right there, right, yeah.
The next block.
Oh, okay.
There were two apartment buildings. The rest are all condos.
Uh-huh.
She was in one of these.
Okay.
Apartments, which was the most stupid thing she ever did in her life. I'm not going to be that stupid to spend 20 years in an apartment that you're paying $1,000 a month for. At one time she asked me, she said, why don't you buy me a condo? But she found what she wanted. I said, why don't you buy your own condo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it would take all my savings. Big lie. I said, okay. I talked to my husband. He said, okay, we'll buy it and we'll own it and you pay me the
rent. Right.
So that was fine. Then I had a friend of mine come along who owned a condo, asked questions that I wouldn't think about asking. You know, it was a very nice condo on Kaminsky.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Really, really nice. White carpeting, the whole, it was beautiful. Washer and dryer.
Right there. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Then she changed her mind. Because they got the old custodian to fix up their building. 20 years, she said.
Wow.
It was a nice apartment. It was a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment. But I said, that'll never happen to me. I will never do that. If I have to move, I will still buy. I will not.
Yeah,
I,
right.
will not I will not pay that.
That
no, that's that was
for somebody else.
No,
yeah.
No. So.
Okay. Anything else?
No, but this is being taped, isn't
yes.
it? Okay, then I won't tell you. Okay.
Okay. All right. So.
That's it.
Any other
no.
memories? Nothing. Okay.
No,
well, thank you for coming. I'm going
to turn it off.
Okay.